Okay, joining me now on the call, we have another Midwest Classic champion, Belle Vernon Leopard, Scott Joel. How are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing really well indeed. Thank you for taking some time out and sitting down with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Good stuff, man. So let's get right into it. You know, you go out and you take first at the Midwest Classic. Obviously, that tournament, just talking to some of the guys I had on the preview, you know, they consider that a big, you know, totem pole, you know, measuring stick kind of tournament. How did you prepare for it? What were the weeks looking like leading up to it down there at UNC Pembroke?
You know, honestly, nothing really out of the ordinary. We've kind of just been, you know, practicing, doing our normal thing since preseason. We'll have the, you know, practices in the afternoon. Sometimes we'll do, you know, flex lifts, which is basically we have our lift on an iPad and we just get it in whenever we can from, like, say, 9 to 2. And then other than that, that's about it.
So talk about your change before we get into the tournament. You were a WU Mountaineer for a long time, and you transferred down to UNC Pembroke. What's it been like going down there, getting a little bit a warmer weather, I'm sure?
Yeah, I mean, that had a big factor for sure. but, I mean, yeah, I've had a family. All my family lives south. I have two aunts in Dallas. My papa lives in Louisiana. Other aunt lives in Florida. My mom decided to live in PA. But yeah, so just kind of getting down there. The weather is definitely nicer. I don't know if you saw the little flow film that they did on West Virginia this year, but I don't have to run that law school hill anymore. So that's
yeah. That hill looks a little wild, man. That what is that? They don't have cardiac hill like at Pitt, but man, that one seems pretty wild.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So talk about you going down there, Coach OT. What's it been like wrestling under him?
Oh, I mean, honestly, it might be different for me as opposed to other kids, but it's just fun, you know, and that was kind of one of the big factors in this year. You know, wherever I went, I was like, I don't want to have a wrestle off. Like, I just kind of want to, you know, focus on getting better and be able to help develop the guys around me, because, you know, when you're a big school like West Virginia, or, you know, you take any big school, it's like, at the end of the day, I love wrestling. And if I was wrestling my teammate who's competing for my spot and I feel him do something, I'm like, I want to be like, oh, hey, just do this next time, you know, and it might help him out. But if I tell him that, you know, that might be the difference between the wrestle off and, you know, you don't want to get caught losing a wrestle off.
No, no doubt about it, man. Yeah, that's a good perspective. Talk about your tournament, the Midwest Classic, man, going out and winning that. That's a big, big deal. Walk me through your matches and how you felt throughout the tournament.
I mean, I felt pretty good. Starting to get my weight down to where I would like it, and to where I feel good. That was also the first 2-day tournament we've had this year. So, you know, I had to kind of manage what I ate and everything the first day, like not too much sodium and everything. But, I mean, I felt pretty good the first day. I guess the one thing I critique myself on is I feel like I need to get my conditioning up a little bit to be operating where I feel optimal at. But I mean, other than that, I feel like my technique is getting where I want it to be, and you know, I feel like I'm starting to get in, you know, mid season form, if you will. So it was nice to go out and get to wrestle some of those other kids from across the country, because, you know, that's where you hear all the competition is usually at.
Yeah, out there at the middle of the Midwest, there seems to be D2 heaven for sure. you know, you will go out and you win a Midwest Classic. We touched on your teammates a little bit, but you have a couple Belle Vernon teammates down there with you. Talk about what it's like to have like a little core group of guys that you've known for so long, and you know, BVA alums, man. I know you guys take a lot of pride in that school.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, it was really just came down to, you know, why not finish it with who I started it with, and especially with, you know, Logan Saliga being ranked as highly as he was, you know, number one in the country all year last year, and having an unfortunate, you know, end where he gets injured, and the way they do Division II, you can't get an at-large bid. I mean, it was – that kind of adds to the fire, and, you know, I know he's hungry, and, you know, we would – at the end of the day, we would love to go out there and get two national champs for Belle Vernon. I always tell him, I say, hey, like, you're going to be the first national champ because, you know, 125 is before 174.
I love that. Yes, sir. Good stuff, man. Okay. Talk about a little bit more about Belle Vernon. What was it like growing up? You're the first person I've had from BVA. Well, no, I've had Saliga, but you're the second person now. Talk about growing up in BVA. Your guys' run in high school was like super, super impressive. You guys had a team that was just built from the ground up, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that was pretty much all homegrown talent there too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and out myself here. I actually moved to Belle Vernon in 7th grade.
Okay.
Or 8th grade.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was I used to go to Elizabeth Forward, and I mean, I'd grown up in the youth program though. Like, my mom knew a mom from like one of her church groups, and I ended up becoming friends with his son and started going to wrestling practices with him. And, you know, Belle Vernon had a really good youth program, so I started going there, made friends, started, you know, getting really into wrestling, and the rest is history. We, you know, we moved in 8th grade because we kind of knew they were going to have a really good team. And, you know, I mean, I was on their middle school dual teams, and, you know, I'd been there. I was basically just not living there.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it was really nice. You know, not a lot of people get to say they grew up in a room as dense with just pure talent as, you know, we did. And, you know, I think that's coming back a little bit actually, because I was just, I went to the middle school and high school match last night, and the practice today, and, you know, we're starting to get a lot more kids in there again. We struggled with some numbers about my senior year, but I think we're building back, and I think, you know, I don't think I've heard the last of Belle Vernon.
Ooh, I love that. Go ahead. Good stuff, man. Okay. First time I've ever had you on. So I'm sure, you know, I've talked to you a few times, you've listened to the show, so you know the drill. Favorite near fall or pin you've ever been a part of?
Give me a second. Can I give you a near fall and a pin?
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to break down the story for me.
Okay. So, my favorite pin ever, Owen, and just honestly not having my way in this match. Like, he hit a little duck on me in the first period and like rode me out, and I got taken down again. So I started on top in the third period, and I was down like 3 minutes of riding time and like 4-2 or something. And then I went to suck him back on his back, and they called me for an illegal cutback, which was not an illegal cutback. Yeah. Yeah. So then I was down 5-2, you know, effectively 6-2.
Right.
So then I ended up, I think I cut him or something, and I got a takedown, and they replayed it, and the announcers were like, oh, yeah, like that is a takedown. His foot was in the cylinder. And then they waved that off, too. So
I just losing it there. Every bad break.
Yeah, I just went out there. I was, you know, pretty angry at this point, and I pulled down, ripped the gator roll, and ended up winning the match.
Oh, so, the gator roll for the pin. That's epic.
Yeah. And then, I mean, my favorite near fall, probably one of the coolest matches I've been a part of, was when we wrestled Iowa State at home my senior year at West Virginia. I don't even, like, the kid that I was wrestling was pretty good upper body, and he jacked an underhook, and I kind of just tried, like, a little cheap little headlock, and I missed, and I came back to where I had double overs, and I guess, like, it was all feel. I stepped back and stepped in, inside tripped him, and it was, like, probably the cleanest throw I've ever hit. And, you know, I heard the fans, you know, erupting. I remember we had, like, our highest attendance in a while was like 1500 or something. And that was just a cool moment for sure.
That's good stuff, man. Good stuff indeed. when you come back, when you're done with school, are you coming back home? You coming back to the area?
Probably not, honestly. I'll be back to visit, but, I'm going to do it. You know, you guys all do it backwards up here. I think you should live in the South and vacation in the North, you know?
Then we wouldn't have anything to complain about in the wintertime, buddy.
I know.
You know, you're down there, you're getting all cushy, running on the beach and doing workouts, you know, all nice and 65 degrees. We kind of like to go Rocky Four up here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no golf in December out here.
Oh, this is true. We have to. So that's the last question I have for you. You play?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You're gonna have to get out there then, buddy. I'm a stick. I love playing golf, man. That's my stuff. We'll definitely have to get out there, and maybe we'll drag Logan out too.
For sure. Yeah, that sounds like a good day. You know, we can You'll have to find another person. We can do a 2v2.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Definitely, we'll find someone to finish it out. But. Man, thank you so much for taking time out with me, hanging out, and you know, talking about your season a little bit. Good luck the rest of the way, and you know, looking forward to you doing big things.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good night.
You too.